Hello? Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. We're assembled in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room at 2 p.m. for a legal counsel update. We're going to jockey the schedule around a little bit because we've got a lot of people in the room. We're going to skip right to item number 5, executive session, and take that first because that's what we're here for. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018 at 2 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 5A is confidential memorandum, court security, ORS 192.6602F, and B, confidential memorandum regarding ordinance number 2018-005, amending RLDC regarding marijuana ban, ORS 192.6602FNH. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:01.
Yes.
We are back in session at 3:07 p.m. And
Mr. Chair, go ahead.
Sure. Under number 5A, confidential memorandum regarding court security, I would recommend to the board that they approve the liaison to court security, myself, Ryan Johnson, the sheriff, probably Vincent. Is he?
He's the jail commander.
Jail commander Vincent and Arthur to come back to the board in like a week's time for a formal proposal about shoring up the potential for court security.
And resources available.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll support that.
I will support that also. B.
218-005. Got an update and asked legal to contact the other party just to see. We'll get an update later.
Okay. Sounds good. Now we'll move back into our item number 1, draft ordinance number 2018-007, or ordinance amending the county code. Ordinance number 2018-004 by creating chapter 5.35 marijuana production annual compliance certificate regulations.
Mr. Chair, would you entertain an option of changing around the agenda?
Yes,
just a tad?
Sure.
I'm not involved in that one. And,
right.
I don't know that there's much to talk about the BLM Spencer Creek Hazard Tree. That's probably the only one that I...
Would you like to go to item number 3? Let's skip to item number 3, the BLM Spencer Creek Hazard Tree Removal Project.
Letter arrived, and we have a copy and have, I think, provided it to the board.
Yeah, it's
okay.
In our package.
Very good. There's another comment period, and when I get the letter, I can report what that is. That comment period is...
I got it real quick.
Member 9th.
Yes, 28 acres in LSR, Late Successional Reserve, under the Northwest Forest Plan. There really isn't a lot of management that's supposed to take place on LSR. Luckily, a lot of that happens in Douglas County. We don't have as much, but I can see a categorical exclusion being at 28 acres in LSR for the purpose of hazard tree removal. But I'd like to see it bigger, some roadside hazard or maybe additional stuff. That would be a conversation to have specifically.
Is that's roadside hazard on all county roads that you would log back so far to keep trees from falling into the road?
That would be potentially an objective and something that we've already kind of outlined in our community wildfire protection plan that probably nobody's read, but I think this one is going to be okay. I think that what we should do is rather than semi-nickel and diming these, it would be great if we could call Elizabeth in twice a year to say what's on the proposed slate for projects that you would have, you know, the public comment on. The time frame is really limited for me to get my head around and get something on paper. And I think that would be in the board's best interest. I also think that Councillor Hicks has been working on the backbone of a coordination committee. It would kind of work in conjunction with the board, having both Elizabeth Burkhart and Merv George in occasionally, twice a year. We used to have Chorik in here once a month or quarterly. Haven't seen him, I think, for fire season, but it might be advantageous.
We have him in twice a year. For to add to, take away from?
They give you, you know, the four projects in Josephine County that they're looking to do in the next 6 months. They basically send you ahead of time what it is, and then you have a discussion about what you would like to see in the project.
Then they're going to log those, right? They're going to log. And then what happens to the trees?
Well, who knows? I don't know what it says in this. They could probably repurpose those for like riparian, big wood and streams. Who knows? I don't know.
They wouldn't market it?
They should.
They should market it because that could be a reasonable amount of board footage right there, and they're going to go dump it in a stream, taking perfectly good logs and putting it in a stream for riparian issues?
They can do that.
Doesn't sound like good use of that timber to me.
No.
So are you asking to submit comments on what you'd like done with it? Or are you just, I mean, we haven't had Elizabeth in here.
I don't want to write comments on this one, so I don't think it's a good use of our time.
That's fine.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but I can't justify time to do it. I got assigned writing an MOU with Smoke Jumpers this morning on.
Okay.
I was trying to think if I wanted to get a snappy comeback, but no.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on a roll.
I only have a few more days.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. Anything else on that? We're going to get twice a year updates or quarterly?
Whatever you guys want. Whatever they're willing to.
How often do they review their roadside tree hazard program? Do you know?
Their travel management plan happens like every 5 to 10 years, I'd say, on average. I've done a Forest Service travel management plan. BLM is looking to do theirs now.
On Interstate 5 up by Cottage Grove, they logged back. Is that part of that? Something that has
That's
to do with it?
That's ODOT easement, and they have jurisdiction. ODOT's doing that.
Okay.
Is it on I-5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all ODOT.
Axemen, I-5, Axemen.
I mean, when they do hazard tree removal on roads, it's two tree lengths on the uphill side and one tree length on the downhill side. I don't know why we're not managing year-round before a fire happens. To some degree, the fuels reductions in that zone. I don't think I wrote that in the CWPP. I didn't. But I should have. Should have been in there as a priority.
Make perfectly good sense.
And you can amend it. But in this last season, I'm not so sure that anybody's looking at it. It's not when the fire's happening, it's year-round maintenance as a priority. That's mm-hmm. where I could see you doing significant fuels reductions in those zones. And they don't prioritize, so they should.
I have a 3:30, by the way.
Okay. All right. Okay, sounds good. Item number 3. So now we're back to item number 1?
Yes, we are.
Okay, item number 1.
Should we do 2 first?
What's that?
Well, are you...
You want me to stay for that?
I don't know. It might be interesting to have your perspective on that one.
Happy to.
The public hearings when there's 2 or more ordinance?
Because that isn't subject. It's process.
Process.
I can...
Okay, let's do 2 then.
Which is?
Which is public hearings on 2 or more ordinances.
Yes, of course, we're talking about the scheduled first reading of 2018-005 and 007. 05 is a land use ordinance, 07 is decidedly not a land use ordinance, and the ordinances, the readings, have been publicized accordingly. Question then becomes whether to combine the readings, have them simultaneously, or do them back to back. Research has not provided
a clear path.
Thank you. Yeah, a clear path. And so precedent, to the extent that we can cite it within Josephine County was that there are four ordinances in 2014 that arguably pertain to land use. They were presented and read subsequent to each other and not simultaneously. So that said,
you mean they had one full hearing, then they had the next full hearing,
it,
and then
yes.
the next full hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that is what was done before. I haven't seen anything to say that you can't do both simultaneously. We've weighed out the logistics of it. We've weighed out the arguability of it in terms of, you know, LUBA, in terms of compiling a record for LUBA, in terms of collecting
There's
the
still two
evidence.
Separate ordinances. Though.
They are indeed. And so I guess that was the long-winded way of saying it's at the board's discretion.
And my only concern is the public doesn't understand it's two ordinances. They simply are going to see that we're having a marijuana topic that day, and they come to testify on the marijuana topic. And until we get there and say, oh, by the way, we're going to do two separate ones, and you got to stay for 8 hours or 6 hours to testify in both, or however long it takes, you know, to give the same testimony twice, or this, you know, that's my concern, is the public understand that it's two separate hearings.
I think that's something we articulate at the beginning, and you put the land use one first.
Mm-hmm.
So you capture the people for the element of the record, and then you clearly explain the subject matter for the second one is exactly what it is, and it needs to be dialed into that subject. People will, I think that you'll get there.
I think splitting it out makes more sense, because that could be easier for them to understand. You?
It's just going to be a long day.
It's going to be a long day, but I mean, I would, you know, take one at a time.
I don't think it makes a difference. It's
I think
a
that we
day.
Have to outline specifically
yeah.
at the beginning
well,
of
right.
the first one.
Of the day?
Right, yeah, it doesn't
not
matter.
The element. Yeah.
No, it's passing the hearings and all the law and all that, but I think being clear up front, this first hearing is simply on a ban in RR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will we make it clear on the agenda too?
Yes.
And then this
okay.
one
I'm,
is the one for.
Yeah, I'm for this is clearly this has to do with our residential, and then the other one has to do with mandatory compliance.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
It'll be on the title, but the first
yeah,
one will say land use hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
so
but
two.
I don't even think it's going to be that bad for the record either. I think it'd be clearly delineated. It's going to be.
Yes.
It's not just the hearing and the testimony. It's all of the written correspondence. Coming in ahead of time that
yeah.
needs to be combined for the record, and you just err on the side of caution, even if they don't reference, you know, I'm specifically
yeah.
talking about 005, you've got to put it, you know, it's the whole day goes into the record anyway.
Mm-hmm. Effectively.
So, I mean,
okay,
I'll,
so we'll,
oh,
we
yeah,
so agreed to let it to split them out.
Yes.
Take them
and
one at a time.
Who knows? Yes. So, person, and just I'll suffice to say, even though no decision has been made, and in terms of the approach of LUBA, so one side or the other could say that only persons who appeared before the board would be considered parties eligible for appeal. And so that goes both ways. We could be persons who are favorable that are being challenged, and other way.
Well, we also need to be very clear, because I think at some point, and Wendy, you can tell me if this is true. The speakers lists are always out there. So we need to be clear about that the speakers list is for 005.
What speakers list?
It's supposed to be a speakers list.
Yeah. So the persons
only
who appeared before
the
board.
Use.
Yeah, that's
for the
what
land
we're going
use.
To. That's where
that's
we're going
the
at.
Point.
Yes.
We'd
so
only
who
need
are
005.
The persons who appeared in the land use?
And they're
ordinance.
Supposed to sign up on that speakers list.
Let's find time on liaison's schedule to do just a logistics meeting for this, if that sounds amenable.
Sounds great.
Okay, and yeah, even though you might not, doesn't sound like you'll necessarily be there, but if you could help us out on logistics.
Do you want to be
here
for the process? So.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So
we'll,
conflict
we kind of talked about that last week of recommending that.
We did, so
well,
we're just going to follow
idea.
Through on that.
But I pulled up the process that we had done a few years ago and sort of updated it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't sent it out. I can do that ahead of time so you guys can all look at it and go. I mean, the chair should probably have it too. So.
Yes.
So you all should have it so you know what the process is in mm-hmm. case anyone says that's not what I thought or I want to amend that process. Because it's your process. We had just put it into a kind of a.
Let's wait to send it out.
Flow chart.
Let's do the workshop it,
mm-hmm.
refine it, send it out. So there's one you know, is this not...
Because it goes to planning as well.
Yeah, it will have everybody in the room.
So have planning.
We'll work it out. I'd hate to send it out and then we change something and be like, oh, well, you're looking at version one.
Yeah,
the chair needs to be very clear about what it is. And then as much as possible, legal should be refining, you know, the element of process for the board, ideally. You know, it should be so much on the chair's shoulders.
And this process is only with exhibits as they come in and that kind of thing?
And you don't really...
You don't really deal with that. But...
No.
When, do you want to do that this week or...
Probably sooner rather than doing it with them.
Okay. Not, maybe not tomorrow, because I'm not ready for tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe not tomorrow, though? Maybe after
Thursday,
yeah.
Okay, we'll find a slot on your schedule and we'll get all the principals together.
And who do you think Julie should be there or Melissa?
Not right now.
Okay, so we've got two out of the way. One,
yes.
Draft ordinance 2018 and ordinance amending county code, ordinance number 2018-004.
All right, we brought this before the board last week, and Commissioner Morgan had a couple changes for me to make, and I've made both changes. Both of those changes are located in 535050B. The first change that was requested of me was to move what was previously itemed number 14, which is a map showing the size and scope of the marijuana production site, to being after what's numbered as 4. So it's now the map or sketch of the boundaries of the premises and the map showing the size and scope of the marijuana production site, one right after the other.
Thank you.
The second change that was requested of me was to change what is now, I believe, numbered as 13, detailing a security plan, proof of the security plan as required by the state. That was the second change that I was requested to make, and I believe it's been made in that copy.
Thank you.
And as far as changes go, those were the only two that I received, the only two requests that I received last week. Moving 14 to 5.
Yeah, that was good. I just, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're good on that?
No, with the board's permission, I'll send this out to Ross for his comment.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm just curious though, based on...
Evidence to the contrary.
No, separate topic now.
Oh, okay.
Separate topic.
I was gonna say, that didn't last very long.
I guess I'm just curious, under section F, marijuana business shall immediately inform the county of any substantial changes to the business, including but not limited to change of ownership or possessory interest, increase and decrease in size and scope of the grow operation, change in location of marijuana plants, and change in the methodology by which oils are extracted or processed. My interpretation of F is because they can notify us of any of these things that they're authorized and allowed.
Under the non-conforming use statute, an alteration of a non-conforming use is not, the expansion of a non-conforming use is not allowed, absent very few exceptions. I'd have to have the statute right in front of me to refer you to those exceptions.
Is there a way to put a disclaimer in this section that states that? That this does not mean this is authorized in rural residential as per the other ordinance or other section, that this is not a guarantee that you will be allowed to continue in that area. I mean, something to show that you must still comply with non-conforming land use, it's ORS, blah, 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 or something like that, that this isn't us essentially giving permission for non-conforming to change size, scope, location, because we have it in here.
So essentially, a provision providing for that, you know, and rural residential grows, the use can't be expanded.
Could we put in there for review by the county? that you were going to review it. It informed the county of any substantial changes to the business for review by the county, and a review and approval by the county?
Because how it's currently written, it insinuates that this is all acceptable.
Because it doesn't say that the county needs to approve it.
And it's not land use, so it doesn't say where it happens, but there's no disclaimer in here that says individual would still be subject to non-conforming use laws and such and such. Maybe just a FYI, this law still exists. You may want to check your eligibility or something like that.
So something like an increase or decrease in the size and scope of the grow operation, not inconsistent with statute, blah, 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 naming the non-conforming use statute and the alterations section.
I would almost put an asterisk, say such and such still applies, you know, just kind of as a... We still want the list. We still want to know the change, regardless of where they are.
Okay. So,
please note that this loss also is apply. So be aware of it before you.
So for F2, an increase or decrease in the size and scope of the grow operation.
And 3, change in location of the plants, which was my, you know, this is a concern that they change where they are. They change the scope. They may be subject to other laws that they should be aware of, where this would maybe insinuate that they have permission to do that.
Okay.
I may not be wording that.
Can you put that up in there in the F, that would any 1, 2, 3, or 4, if you address it in F, that anything in 1, 2, 3, or 4 has got to go back to A to F, just F, that you're going to review every one of those.
We don't control ownership. Changes.
But a change of ownership, they need to declare, shall immediately inform the county of a change of ownership. We're not telling any of that. And like I say, for approval by the county, I don't.
But what are we approving in change in ownership? Notified?
We're just getting notification.
Okay. So then would that suffice for immediately inform the county for substantial changes for the county to review and approve? I mean, is that the language that would need to be in there?
So maybe just the first half of the sentence, immediately inform the county of substantial changes. We understand that can't be made outside of what state law allows.
So
I think I like something there that is going to come under review by somebody.
The problem with the wording.
The way I see what you're saying, the way it says right
fact.
Now, I did that. I went ahead, yep. I informed the county, but I went ahead and did it anyway.
It doesn't say
we can do anything about it.
And it's post-done. Marijuana business shall inform the city of any substantial changes to the business. That means the changes have already happened. And so this insinuates that those 4 things are possible. I would, whatever we need to do to put in there, that these are not necessarily authorized in all land use areas, and please check with planning before you go down that route, maybe?
Of any
but
plan?
But this isn't a land use. I'm not trying to put it, I'm just other than, we recommend you check with planning before you do any changes to make sure you can.
Okay, the
which
marijuana business like shall immediately inform the county of any planned substantial organs. Changes to the businesses for review by the county. So in other words, when you say I'm planning to do it, you haven't done it yet.
So
for any planned, any future substantial
of any future substantial changes to the business, including
yes. That means you need to do it ahead of time before I see what you're saying, Commissioner Morgan. It just says right here, yeah, I've already done it. I get what you're saying. I've already done it. I'm just letting you know because that's what this says to do. I'm informing you.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not trying to give implied consent into 1, 2, 3, 4.
I understand where you're coming from.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I can have a look at it and whether we add.
We have time on this one to notify, but whatever we got to do just to meet that requirement. I just think that we just need a little more to. I'm sorry, I didn't think of it sooner. It meant something different to me yesterday than it did today.
Okay. Anything else in there in the draft?
I'm not even going to
What?
I'm not even gonna
You're mumbling.
Look. I'm not gonna look because you don't want more work. No, I'm just kidding. I think everything's been addressed. This one just came out differently because of other conversations. So if that one's addressed, I think we're good.
Okay. Any other additional? You've got what you need there, Augustus.
Yes.
Any additional subject matters from commissioners?
What's the process for legal to vacate a right-of-way, public right-of-way? I'm thinking about
a road vacation.
Yeah, about a road vacation. Do we typically have an applicant who does it?
Yes.
They charge a fee. We charge a fee for it. What happens when the board initiates a road vacation and says we want? I don't want to maintain this quarter of a mile stretch anymore. There's no purpose.
I think it is by order, isn't it?
I think the process is the same. I mean, we've done it for property up there by the...
Dog Creek was the most recent one.
No, I mean where the board has initiated. It's...
I want to do one on West Side Road.
West Side Road. Where's West Side Road?
Oh, my valley.
Yeah, where it jogs to the right. There's only serving one property owner out there other than BLM, which we would grant an easement to and a key to the gate, but it's a mess, you know. The guys.
Is that the one where they're going over it?
Like, we have a bridge. Anyway, I can talk to you guys about
yep.
it. I think the board has discussed it previously and they're
yeah.
in favor of it. Solves a lot of problems for the neighborhood of not having multiple wayside opportunities for.
Seems like there's some process for both sides of the road to agree. We did it with the city.
They own both sides of the road.
So that would probably be easy.
It's only one owner.
Mm-hmm. We did it for the property, for the road up there where the land use, you know, in Merlin.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay.
I can get pull up the details.
Sure.
Whatever I need to do. I think we can resurrect an old order and just change addresses. Rob to provide some description or whatever and
yeah.
go from there.
I think they usually do a report and recommendation.
We vacated that whole road out in Colonial Valley. We just did away with it. Hmm. And split it up with property owners out there. We had that easement along there and so on. So it was a big
yeah.
match about that, but we got it straightened out.
I think you're talking about without going through the application and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that one we did with the city didn't happen that way.
Okay.
My 330, sir.
Okay, anything else for item number four? Commissioner Morgan?
No.
Then we are adjourned at 334.